Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Tes Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth ayah of Mishneh Berurah, and we're getting a brand new siman which deals with the halachos, the dinim, hanoagim bimeya omer, what you're allowed to do, not allowed to do during the Sfiras HaOmer. Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Noagim shelo liso isha bein Pesach la'atzeres ad lamed gimel ba'omer. There is a minhag in Klal Yisrael that one doesn't get married, doesn't get the full marriage, nisuim, to a woman during the days between Pesach and Shavuos, however, until only Lag Ba'Omer. So it doesn't go through the entire Omer period of time, but from Pesach to Shavuos, only up till Lag Ba'Omer. Why is that? Mipnei Shavuosu Zman, Meisu, Tamid Rabbi Akiva, because that's Nebuch when the famous 12,000 pairs of Tamid and Rabbi Akiva were passing away, and therefore this is a very solemn and sad time for Klal Yisrael, so it doesn't seem right to somehow have weddings during that period of time. But that's a full-fledged nisuin, that's a full-fledged wedding. Avala Ares, which means technically the first stage of marriage, which we, of course, don't do the Eresin and the nisuin separately, we do them together underneath the chuppah. We have a short break in between, which is the reading, the ksuba, a rabbi will sometimes speak to separate the two, but we do both Eresin, also referred to as kiddushin, and the nisuin underneath the chuppah together. But in those days, they used to have them separately. So you can't have a nisuin, the second stage of marriage, during this period of time, but you can have the erisin, the first stage of marriage, during this period of time. Therefore, it's permissible. Avo la'aris l'kadeh shapridami. That is allowed. And even the nisuin, the nisuinami, even the second stage of marriage, mishukovatz v'chanas, if somebody jumped ahead and did a nisuin during this period of time, ain onshin oso. We don't punish him. The marriage is a good marriage, and you can even show up to the wedding, as the Mishneh Berurah will tell us. Okay, that's a big machaber over here. Let's look now at the Mishneh Berurah. There are a tremendous amount of Deir Shur footnotes. We'll see how many we can do. So the Mishneh Berurah begins in Siv Katan Aleph. Vein chiluk bein nisuin shel mitzvah. And there is no distinction over here between a person who's getting married when it's an absolute mitzvah. For example, kagon she'en lo banim, somebody doesn't have children yet, so he has the obligation for a man to have kiyum of piriya verivya. And therefore, that's a more pressing reason to get married, as opposed to Oshieslo, a person, he Baruch Hashem has fulfilled the mitzvah, Nebuch, he lost his first wife, whatever the situation may be, now he gets married again. So, while it's a very big mitzvah, but it's not the same as somebody who doesn't have children. And he says, we don't make any distinction between somebody who was previously married and has children, or somebody who doesn't yet have children. However, he does bring down, there is a distinction between remarrying a woman that you divorced. But to remarry, even a full-fledged nisuyin, to a woman that you divorced, that is allowed. Because this isn't such a great simcha by this remarriage. They, Baruch Hashem, they know each other. They made a mistake in getting divorced. Now they're getting married together again. It's not as great a simcha as a de novo brand new marriage. The issue footnote number one brings down, same thing during the dry vachin, during the 3 weeks, what's known as the period of Bein HaMitzarim. So we're going to learn there, Shenogu Lesor Gam Lemishlo Kiyam Period Rivya. In that setting, even somebody that hasn't yet been Mekayim in the Mitzvah Period Rivya is not allowed to get married. Afa Bishalinian Avelus, even though in regards to Avelus, Shulchan Aruch says over there, Shemil Shalom Kayim Period Rivya, Oshin Lemishi Yishmashmenu, Mutalo Yisishto. Somebody in Avelus is allowed to go and get married, but not during the 3 weeks. The reasoning is, Shiyamim Elu, this period of time during the Bein HaMitzarim, Enon Misamoni Milsa. They're not a Simon Tov. It's not a good time for a person to get married. The issue number two brings down, in Inyan Ha'isra Lisa Isha B'Bein HaMitzarim, Shalahasa Gushasu Menon Nisuyimi Tochin Shemutin. Likewise, one can return their divorced wife. They could remarry her during this period of time as well. That's only if there was a real gerushin from an actual marriage, from a full-fledged marriage. But if it was only a gerushin from the Eiris in the first days and they never literally lived together, that is not allowed. Likewise, in that situation, you wouldn't be allowed to go and marry such a woman on Chol HaMoed, but we don't have Ma'ar ben Simcha Simcha. That's considered a great Simcha. It was just Machzir Grushoso min Ha'erisin. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Beis says that's the time that Rabbi Kiva's Tamidim passed away. Wrote Lomar, Vein Roy Laharbos B'Simcha, brings out from the Torah. It's improper to have a tremendous Simcha like a wedding during that period of time. But if it so happens that it's Nizdamin, it happens to come on you, we'll explain that in a moment, then you can make a Shechiyanu if that happens to come, that it's an opportunity if you make a Shechiyanu. So before we get to that, let's look at Deir Shur footnote number 3, which brings down, Vazman Shebo Ischilu Koisro Linhog Minhogi Avelus Elu, when did this custom of having Avelus during this period of time of the Sfira? So he brings down from the Shari Tshuva, written from the Gonim, Shehu Meazman Shebo Mesu Tamidi Rabbi Kiva. That started with the passing of Rabbi Kiva's Tamidim. But unfortunately, there have been many other terrible things during this period of time, including the Crusades, which tremendously impacted European and Germanic Jewry. So the minhag is to say Avarachamim even during this period of time on Shabbos Mevorachim, when we normally don't say Avarachamim, and even if there's a bris milah in the shul, and even when Erev Shavuos is on Shabbos, you still say this. The issue footnote number 4 talks about a Shechiyonu, and he brings some very, very important ideas and differences between the Sfira, what we're allowed and not allowed to do, and between the 3 weeks. So he starts off with Nissan Karlitz, Zatzal. You should try not to go and look to make a Shechiyonu, but if it happens to come, you're allowed to. However, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that im nizdamein over here, lav dafka, doesn't mean that only if it has, and lechatchila, he brings down from the Shelus Shuvus or Letzion, shav lechatchila, ef shelvar shechiyonu me'asir, no problem at all, and this is also the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. In terms of buying new clothing, or wearing new clothing, so if Nissan Karlitz Zatzal brings down, shav sheyesh nogim izvedar, there are those that say you can't do this, become mokom, lechosin akala, you're allowed to. And also the parents of the Chassan and the Kala would be allowed to, if there's a wedding coming up in Lag Bomer, they can buy new stuff during the period of the Sfira. Same thing would apply to a Baal Bris or a Baal Simcha of a Bar Mitzvah. They can wear new clothing. The same idea is brought down in the Sefer Makor Chaim from the Baal Chavis Yoyer. Now, the Shelus Shuvus Or Letzion goes one step further. He says, Ein shum minhag lesor liknos or lilbosh begodim chadosh mi'asfira. There's absolutely no reason why you can't go purchase things during the Sfira. Even important big things, and he says this minhag of avelus during the sfira is only specifically for nisuin, not to get married, the second stage of marriage, and the haircuts, as we'll see in Sif Beis, and it's a mistake otherwise. In regards to moving, so Rav Ozan Zatzal, the Shevet Alevi brings down lechachila ein lavor dira ela b'lag ba'omer or mirosh chodesh siva elach. You shouldn't move during the first part of the sfira, except on lag ba'omer or from Rosh Chodesh Siva and onwards. However, if there's a tzorach gadol, you're allowed to. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says there's absolutely no problem, and especially in Eretz Yisrael, it was a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, not a problem at all. And Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down the name of the Stipe Lagon, his father, Zatzal Sholem Toim. People make tremendous mistakes over here, and they think that the Avelus of the Sfiras Omer is equivalent to the Avelus of the Bein HaMetzarim, and that's not true. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, where he tells us that you are allowed to be Ma'aris, a woman, and he says the reason is Shem Yikam Ben Racha, somebody else will hop and go and get engaged to her before you do. Furthermore, Mutalatzos Gamkin Sudas Erison, and you can even make a Suda for this Erison. However, as I pointed out already before, and the Mishnah Berurah says over here, so to the Berhetev, the Achshav She'ein Mekachin El Bishas Nisuim, we make the Kiddushin and the Nisuin together. The first and second stage of marriage we do together. So therefore, Mikomako Mutalatzos Shiduchin Velaso Suda. You can have a Vort, you can have people getting engaged. Engaged is not a halachic concept, but it's agreement that they're going to get married. So that you're allowed to do, and even to make a Suda with that. The issue for number 7 brings down, Kavanaso L'Sudas Pas, even a bread meal over here is permissible. However, but to go and make a suda, have a mezonos, and they usually have some whiskey at the time that they make the tanayim, so then ein zen nechshel suda. That doesn't even count as a suda, and that's allowed. However, the bottom line is, avolasos rikudim u'mecholos nagu isa, but to dance, the difference between rikud and mecholos, the issue foot number 8 says that Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains that rikud wafilu shel odim echol or shtayim, even one or two people together, and a mochol is the circular ring dancing that people do. So the Rikud and Mecholos, that's Osir. The Koshikim, Mishar Rikud and Mecholos, are resourced. And certainly any non-mitzvah Rikudim and Mecholos, that's certainly not allowed, but Bavad the Yeshli Zohar. He brings down in the end of Dershu Foot number 8, says, Le'inyan Rikudim and Mecholos b'simchas hachnosa sefer Torah. What about if you do hachnosa sefer Torah during this period of time? So Vayashiv says that Yesh Lahatir Lirkud L'Zamer Rukhli Shir. You can even dance and sing with music in that situation, because that's a simcha shel mitzvah. However, he says, Ein Roy L'chatril L'kbo hachnosa sefer Torah b'rikudim and Mecholos b'yom elu. You should try not to schedule that type of Achnasa Sefer Torah during that period of time, but if there's no choice, you're allowed to. The issue footnote number 10 brings down from the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss Zatzal, that to go and play musical instruments without dancing, he says, Kivan she'asur mikudim u'cholos, kol she'kein she'asur l'zamer u'chli zemer. If you can't dance, you certainly can't play the musical instruments. And this is also mashma in the Orach HaShulchan. V'lav davko kishem ezamer b'chli zemer b'tzibor. It's not only if you're doing it publicly. El afilu yocha b'veso, even a person playing a musical instrument by himself in his own house, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, the Yigur's Moshe writes, she'asur l'shmor k'li zemer. You're not allowed to do that. However, Lazamer b'chlizemer shelo esarach simcha, if you're doing it not for the purposes of being happy, for example, a sick person, Nebuch needs some music to help him get over his depression, so there Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, both say that that's permissible. And Lavda b'chayim Kanievsky Shlita says, shemisha yesh lo marav, somebody's depressed, and you need to cheer them up, so then it would be allowed as well. Somebody who's learning to play a musical instrument, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down that that's permissible, that's not a simcha. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. And he says, and for to play music for little kids in the kindergarten, that's also allowed. However, there are those that say no. You should also teach your young children, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Igros Moshe, they shouldn't listen to music if they understand what's going on. Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says you shouldn't teach them how to play music, but if it's at the very beginning that they're learning music, so those kolos that they're going to make aren't a hanah, and therefore you could do that. A cappella singing, so if it's a type that's going to make you dance, so Shlomo Zalman says no. And there's also the opinion of the stifler going. However, it's something that just makes you a little bit happy, and it's going to pick up your mood a little bit, but it's not going to lead you to dancing, so then Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says it is permissible. Likewise, you can listen to chazanus, according to Shlomo Zalman, except he says you should only really do this if it's extenuating circumstances, because in general, one should try to be mayit simcha, and if that gives you simcha, you shouldn't do it. On the other hand, the much more makel opinions from Rav Yashiv Zatzal says there is no isser in this a cappella type of a singing, because the isser was rikudim and mecholos, and a cappella singing is not rikudim and mecholos. What about tapes or CDs? So Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down osur l'shomim me'asir. No, there's no difference. You're not allowed to listen to them. He says that's considered like musical instruments. And there's also the opinion of Vaz Zatzal. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says, Ein zinech shav l'shira b'kli, el l'shira b'pet. That's like a cappella and not like musical instruments. The issue foot number 10 brings down that a sudas reyim shel rishus, just a friendly gathering with a meal with friends, without musical instruments and without dancing, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Aruch HaShulchan will say that's perfectly permissible. And there's also the opinion of Rav Osner Zatzal. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Dalet, where we said that if a person went and got married, so then ain't onshin or so. So this is Hayinu Davka B'Nisuin. However, Shasar Kopon and Mitzvah, he did a mitzvah at least, so therefore we don't punish him. However, Avol Mistapir B'Yomer, if somebody took a haircut, which is not a mitzvah, so then Hayu Nogim L'Konsul Anisha, then they would punish him, they'd give him a knas and some sort of a punishment. The issue footnote number 14 brings out from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe that if somebody went ahead and got married when he wasn't supposed to, Vade mutol lechet lechasu naso ulsamcho shim lo kein ein lecha onish kol mzeh. Said there'll be no bigger punishment than not having his friends allowed to go. So he shouldn't get married then, but if he did, you're allowed to go. Now we'll go to the Rambam. The Rambam says hago miu milag baomer ve'elech from lag baomer and onwards hakol shori. He brings this down in the name of the Avodah, the Beis Yosef, and the Minhagim. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon He explains Hainu l'osa and hanogin l'saper milam and gimel baomer ve'elech. This is for this custom that they had, that they would cut their hair from the 33rd day of the Omer and onwards. Oki de l'kamei in Sif Beis, which will be the opinion of the Ramah. Avol lidon shenogin isabit isboros, but for those that hold that you're not allowed to go take a haircut on the 33rd. Okid l'kamei b'sif gimel, also gam ken lisa, then you're not allowed to get married on that day as well, then isuvit isboros din echod lehem, because it's one din. Therefore, there's a kula over here. Shehei mutu liso l'staper ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. In this situation, you're allowed to go get married up to, or take a haircut up to Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Olinin Rosh Chodesh gufa yivar b'sif gimel. And we'll learn about what the din is on Rosh Chodesh itself in sif gimel. V'tam le'elu shnei haminhagim yivar l'kame. And we'll learn the reasons for this as well in the upcoming sif. Now, v'afla nogim iser gam ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar, for those that have the minute that they don't take haircuts even up until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, mikol mokum chol Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, which is what we have this year, Tov Shin Pei, kivon sheyesh kan tispo tosef simcha, says it's extra special Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, yesh lahatir l'stap in the Erev Shabbos, b'mikvot Shabbos. Then you're allowed to go take a haircut on Erev Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh Iyar that's on Shabbos. And likewise, v'gam lisa isha baba yom. And you can even get married that day, according to the custom, it says you can get married before Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Kivon she'ikar sudi yev Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because in this situation, the ikar sudi will be on Shabbos and on Rosh Chodesh, which is allowed. The issue foot number 16 brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Shemutu lohem listaper be'erev Shabbos shechol bo Rosh Chodesh Iyar, even for those that take a haircut already from Lag Ba'omer and onwards and don't wait till Lamed Dalet. He brings down others that agree with this Rav Moshe Feinstein opinion, and he brings down those that disagree with this. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. Everyone agrees, however, if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Sunday, the Pri Chodesh, and others say, in Lahatit Tesporis Be'erev Shabbos Lechol Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Then you can't apply this rule that you're doing the haircut on Erev Shabbos, Rosh Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh only when they come out together. The Mechaber's opinion is that you don't take a haircut up until Lama Gimel Omer. That's when the Tamid and Rabbi Kiva stopped dying. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav explains Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, that includes Lama Gimel Omer according to the Mechaber. Vaynu Ad Lama Gimel Yom Shleimim, until the end of the full 33 days. Called Echod Leilo V'Yomo, night and day. Masha Ein Kein Yom Lama Dalet, as opposed to Lama Dalet, they didn't. They weren't machmir over here, Bo Kim Balayla Bovat. Only at the start of the 34th day, which is the night when we count the Omer, then you don't take a haircut or get married. Abo Mishiyar Hayom. But once it becomes daytime, Lachan Etzachama, after the sun rises, Mutter, then you can take a haircut or get married on Lamed Dalet. The Mixus Hayom Kakul, because part of the day is like the whole day. Tisha footnote number 18 talks about the custom of taking a haircut, Badafka, on Lag Omer for children. According to this minhag, that you don't take a haircut until Lamed Dalet B'Omer, I.e. in the first paragraph. Then he tells us from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that the idea of not taking a haircut only applies to the hair on the head and shaving. However, plucking the eyebrows or eyelashes, he says technically that is allowed. Shilas Tshuvas Orletzion Zatzal brings down that you aren't allowed to go and cut other parts of the body hair. But it is brought down by Rav Ozer Zatzal and Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal that a woman who goes for the mikvah and has the custom to cut her hair is allowed. A much more makel opinion is brought down by Shelos Shuvas Olad Zion. Says she ain't so klalin Rosh Hashanah stopping Mesiv Zomer. This whole issa doesn't apply to women. Shari Af Biavelus in Shulchan Aruch he brings down she ain't surah b'zeh ela kol shiva b'vad. They only have during the shiva and not during the rest of the avelus. And he says, even according to the Ashkenaz and the Ramah, who says that it's also for a woman to take a haircut for the entire Shloshim, he says, Sfiras Omer is different. It's only a minhag, and therefore one can be mekel. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how it brings down, Shaf Mi'ikra Adin Yesh L'Hakul Noshim L'Stapid Mei Sfiras Omer, even though technically you could be mekel for the women, the minhag is to be machmir. If a person is amongst the garment, it's going to cause him a financial loss if he doesn't shave, so Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's how it says it's permissible to shave in that situation during the Mei Sfir. So too says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how. Shemishum Hefsid Mamon Yesh Lahatu L'Stapi B'Sfiras HaOmer. But Rav Yashiv Zatzal disagrees. So just to repeat the Mechaber at the beginning, the Mechaber says, No Gim Shalom L'Stapi Adlam Megivul HaOmer, Sha'om Mishu'os Paskud Milomus. That's when the Tamid and Rabbi Kiva stopped dying. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Zayin explains, Ba'ap the Gam B'Yom Lamed Dalet Mesu. But according to this, they also died on the 34th day of the Omer. So Mishum Zech Biru Gam Kein Le'el Lamed Dalet Adonetz. That's why that custom of the Mechaber is that they didn't take a haircut at the night of the 34th, they only did it during the day of the 34th. He says, Efshu the Ikra have so called Yom Lamed Gimel. Most of them stopped dying already on the 33rd, and only a small amount of Yom Lamed Dalet Mesu Rak Ma'ad. He brings us down for the Prima Godim. Mechaber continues and he says, Vainly Stopper at Yom Lamed Dalet Boker. As we pointed out, you only can take a haircut according to the Mechaber from the 34th day in the morning. Elam Kane Chol Yom Lamed Gimel Erev Shabbos, unless like Bomans on Erev Shabbos, and then Shalom Stopper and Bomit Mikvot Shabbos. Then you can take a haircut already on Lamed Gimel because of covered Shabbos. The Ramah adds, Hago Medinos Elu, Eino Gim Kidvarb. We don't hold, he says, like this Mechaber. The Ramah says, Elo Mistapim B'Yom Lamed Gimel Ashkenazim, they start taking haircut ready from the 33rd day of the Omer, Alag B'Omer. Omar Mimokisa Simcha, and that's a great happy day for us. The Eino Mimbo Tachdan, and you don't say Tachdan. That's not the reason why it's a happy day, but many people are very happy about not saying Tachdan. And he brings down the name of the Maril and the Minhagim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Ches brings down the Sfir Le the Biyom Lamegimel Pasuk Lagamri Milomus because the Ramah holds that they already stopped dying on the 33rd day, and this is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon as you see in the Shaar Tzion Os Yud. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Ches says we don't say Tachnun. He says this is true. Gam BeErev Shalamid Beis already on the 32nd day by Mincha time you don't say Tachnun there either. And he brings down look at the Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev over here is an interesting discussion in Os Hey. And he says, Gam be'erev shel yom lamed beis, the 32nd day in the mincha time, he says, ba'ashkenaz ha'minug shebishachos, they don't say tachdun, ein omrim t'china, but by mincha they do, mashkein be'erev, omrim t'china, they do say it's due by mincha time. However, he says in Cain, mashkos of a rab, gam Cain de'ein l'stapra ad lamed gimel ba'atzmo, huapi minug ashkenazit, he says that which you can't take a haircut until the morning of the 33rd, which we'll see, as opposed to the night of the 33rd, he says that's based upon the spinning of the ashkenazim. However, he says, La'osan anogim shalolo martchina be'erev mi be'erev, those who don't say by mincha time, so they can already take a haircut at night on the 33rd, because the two are connected. He brings down the end of the Madani Yantiv and the Chok Yaakov. The Ramah concludes and he says, The aimless stopper ad la megimel ba'atzmo v'lo mi be'erev. He brings down from the Maril that you don't take the haircut, according to this Ramah, at the night of the 33rd, but you wait till the day. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud says, "Dainu la'achar tzitnei tzacham." You only take the haircut on the morning after the sun has risen, on the 33rd day of the Omer. Vatam l'ditu gam ki mishum demikzas yom kukula. Same reasoning as we said before, mikzas yom kukula. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud Aleph says, "There are achronim shemekilin stop at the erev. We brought down the Mount Dani Yontov El Yerabah that says you can take a haircut already at the night of the 33rd. Cm El Yerabah the yikol mokum le'inyan nisum lo risi mekilin ki miyom lamagim ba'omer v'asmo. But by your wedding, you don't do that." You don't do it on the night of the 33rd. We'll stop over here. That concludes today's shiur.